Welcome to the Boulder's 3D Spotlight Show, where we try to bring people who are role models who bring positivity and solutions to our life. Today, we're welcoming Ben Gromyko of InterNACHI, and he's got some exciting, innovative ideas that he has implemented in his business. And along with me is my illustrious and wise host, Sam Sussman. The reason why we were so inspired by your story is because you've been given something by the Department of Education as the number one or the lead spot in a new innovative area of education. And so we wanted to ask you about that. Please describe.
Right. So InterNACHI just attained national accreditation as a university by the U.S. Department of Education. And we provide tuition-free training and certification to our students. And that is our passion. So if you are king of content, if you can create content, this is what we learned a long time ago. If you can create content and put it on the internet and allow people to access it, then you can be really successful in it. But we had this opportunity to actually attain a lot of credibility. So we went through the application process through the U.S. Department of Education to become an actual online tuition-free university.
And when did you start this whole process?
So it took me literally about 10 years of writing, authoring, producing, thousands of hours of videos. I've written maybe, I haven't counted because I stopped counting like 5 million words. So millions of words. And putting all that online. So maybe 10 years. It probably takes a certain small group of people 10 years to create an online university.
So what you're saying is that the 10 years of work was actually creating specific courses which had a training objective, measurements, criteria, and then a test
right
attached to them.
Right. Well, I didn't start that way. I mean, you make me sound really smart, like I had that in mind. What I really wanted to do about 10 years ago was to be a Netflix of my industry. And Netflix, if you're not familiar with it, used to sell access to really great, rich content. It's entertaining content. And a while back, they used to actually send out these things called CDs. We no longer have them. And now you can just go online. And I personally wanted to be that Netflix of my industry, which is the home inspection industry. It's a small niche industry. And that's where I really wanted to go. And while I was trying to pursue that goal, I was constantly creating content that was actually, the feedback was, this is really valuable. This is not found anywhere else. And so I just kept going and going. And we utilized resources like YouTube and a couple other online service providers. But basically, if you can put something online electronically and allow people to access it, you can either make it free or charge or do a little both. And that's our business model. So we have a lot of online, rich, valuable content. It took a while to produce. And we charge, our business model is to charge for the really rich, important stuff. So it's that university accreditation that allows you to show off a certificate that's essentially issued by the U.S. Department of Education. And that's where we charge for that content.
Tell us a little about how you can get that certification.
Yeah, so it's online. So our business model is a 501c6 federally tax-exempt nonprofit trade organization. And I believe we are the only one that has approved to become a university. So we are a university by the U.S. Department of Education.
So you're not like the Trump University.
No. you could type in our name on the ed.gov site to look for an accredited school. You can type in Harvard, Yale, and InterNACHI, and we all pop up. So we are accredited. And so you can become a home inspector and actually attain nationally accredited CEUs and hold a certificate in your hand that actually is recognized by any university or college across the country.
So what you're saying is that people who don't want to go to an accredited university for 4 years of a variety of courses, that may or may not produce commercial marketable skills, you can give a certificate for learning trades like woodworking, framing, electrical wiring of the houses, plumbing, and trades where somebody can actually make a living.
Right. So there are about 30,000 home inspectors across the United States, and they are highly successful. We have data on them. So they own a home. They're 35 to 55. They're married, have kids, and they're doing really well with their businesses. And they got to that point by going online and attending our certification course. And that's how they're making a great living. And that's what InternetGee does for our clients. We train and certify them so that they can make a great living being a certified home inspector.
So in a way, you're one of the pioneers of the internet.
I believe so. It's the whole, we were kind of like tickled about Bernie running because he's been pushing, tuition-free education. And we are essentially, we don't charge tuition. So that's one of the main things that distinguishes us from everyone else. And so we have this niche industry where you can become a certified home inspector through InternetGee. But because we're a university accredited by the U.S. Department of Education, we're now going towards high school students. So we are going to provide high school students free, tuition-free, online general education courses so that they don't have to waste their time going to a university and spending a lot of time and a lot of money learning Math 101 and language or philosophy. Get the general education courses out of the way for free online while you're working somewhere and making money and getting on your feet. And when you're ready to do your major, then you attend your favorite university.
Do you have any specific stories that you can tell us about in terms of your successful students?
Sure. So I don't want to name names, but I started off in the housing building business. So I used to build homes, and I was a contractor and a backhoe operator. And so I've met a lot of contractors. And it's a funny thing. When you're a contractor, your knees start to wear out in 20, 30 years. Your fingers and your knuckles start to get bent up. And so I've met over the past 10, 20 years, contractors that I've known who have become home inspectors because they have the skill set that can transfer over into this home inspection industry from being a contractor to being a home inspector. And it's an easier life. It's easy on the body. And so almost every day, actually, someone comes into our headquarters and just wants to shake my hand. And it's very, very moving because I don't know them, but they know me because they've seen me online through all my videos and courses and books and podcasts and webinars and all the other things that they can attend online. And they travel a long ways just to come and see where it all began and see the face and meet the people that have changed their lives. It's really interesting to go from online to live.
When I've seen people coming to your headquarters, I've seen a range of ages. Some are kind of mature, but there are also some people who are very, very young, and they're very enthused for a reason that they didn't have to feel small, that they didn't go to college or they're not going into a four-year college and taking on a large loan.
Yep.
Talk about some of that.
Right. So there's two things. Like the older generation of home inspectors, I don't know what it is, but they want to look back and share. So when you get to a certain point in your career, and maybe it's an age thing or a success thing, you want to share. I have that feeling now that we've attained this university accreditation. All I really want to do is share everything that I know to help these young people that I see come into the industry. and they're young, they're enthusiastic. They may not have the same skill sets, but they certainly have a lot of energy. And they were born in an area, in a time that where the internet actually existed. I was born and I started this business with my brother, founder of InternetChi, when there wasn't an internet. And that's a strange thing. Even the way people communicate nowadays is different. But when new people come in, they are surrounded by folks who, it's kind of odd that we just want to share what we know with them so that they can have I guess what InternetChi provides is an identity and a purpose for people. So we train them and certify them. It doesn't matter if they come from the trades or from high school, but they are they attain a certain level of knowledge and credibility, and they are identified as a professional certified home inspector.
And that's why you see a certain level of confidence as they go through the certification. And the moment they get it, it's like a transformation in their personality.
They do. The chest comes up. The chin comes up. They wear the badge. We have badges. They are really pleased with themselves. And they tell everybody, friends, family, that they have gone through this process. And they are now this because they've attained a certain identity.
And it's not just for men.
That's right. Yep, it is. We don't have enough women in this industry. There's it's down to maybe 2 or 3% of the entire industry is female. So, but we actually know them all, and because they are actual leaders in their area, and many of them are actually trainers, because they're just as good, if not better, actually, than the rest of the industry.
Do your pupils have legal liability, you know, once they've attained the certification?
Yeah, as with any business, there's always a, you know, anybody can sue anybody in this country. So there's a hesitation when you, let's say, jump ship or you change careers or you want to try something different or new, and you go online and you trust this resource to provide you this training and certification to do this profession, what can go wrong? What am I going to open myself up to, some kind of liability? Well, we actually have like a quote-unquote legal Zoom for this industry. We have all the legal documentation, all the legal resources, free legal advice, and it's all online for our members of this organization. So we actually have everything in place that we've learned from ourselves, my brother and I and the CEO. We're all home inspectors, but we have a huge resource. We have a huge resource of other inspectors who have learned through the school of hard knocks what it takes to run a business and to protect yourself from liability. So we have that, all those support resources.
Hopefully you're teaching your students not to make mistakes.
Yeah, and I teach a live class. I teach a live webinar. It's free and online, open to everyone. You don't have to be a member or a student. And I teach about 5,000 to 7,000 students every year online. And I tell them all that it's almost impossible to make a mistake in this industry. It's because you're surrounded by technology. You can hold in your hand an amazing device, a computer that's really powerful, that's connected to the internet, and it can help you do a great job. It's essentially a handheld checklist of what you are supposed to do and not supposed to do. It's like a cheat sheet. I don't know of any other profession that the professional or you know, from chef to surgeon to anything, where they can actually just look down at their device and see what are they supposed to do next. And so it's all these amazing resources that we didn't have 10 years ago, we now have.
So do you teach your students how to write a report?
We do. Yep. We have online courses called customer service and sales and communication courses. We have writing courses. We have it's essentially an English course, you know, how to write narratives or paragraphs or sentences. Everything that you need to be very successful in this industry is all in one place, essentially. And that's what we have. We have InterNACHI is like an amusement park with a big door. And you open up the door and there's a bunch of rides in the amusement park. And you can take all these rides and test any resource that we have inside.
You're listening to Boulder's 3D Spotlight on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Raj Rawat with my co-host Sam Sussman. We're speaking with Ben Gromyko of the Boulder-based InterNACHI, which offers free online education for people who wish to become home inspectors. They're certified to do this by the U.S. Department of Education. Find out more at NACHI.org. That's NACHI.org. So one of the things that you talked about was you give them standards, you give them checklists, they have resources.
Yep.
They're online and interactive.
Yep.
But you have something that's really unique in your industry that only you provide.
Yep.
Is to put them in a place where they have to go find thousands of errors.
Right.
So talk about that.
It's called the House of Horrors, and it's an entire house built under our roof, and it has 1,000 defects in it. And we have two of them and a third one being built. There's one in Boulder, Colorado, a house of horrors in Boulder, Colorado, and one in Florida. And there's one being built in Pennsylvania right now. And we're planning on a few more. And it's an amazing opportunity for this home inspector individual to go through a house and see more defects in one place than they would have experienced in two lifetimes. So most homes don't have major problems, but some do. And that's the issue. And that's where you need a home inspector, because there just might be something wrong with your home when you buy it or, you know, after you move in, and you should have a home inspection for your home maintenance plan. But in this home, they're just overwhelmed, and there aren't any other types of facilities like this. The House of Horrors, we call it. It's a horrible place to live in. And there's holes in the roof. The gutters leak. The toilets overflow. The sinks clog. The shower sprays in your face. There's structural problems. Everything's falling apart. And it's just, you can spend all day there and not get through it all. And you come out all sweaty and your checklist is all filled up with marks. And it's a lot of fun.
So have you had people who've gone through the House of Horrors and then come back and said, that's what it did for me?
Yeah. So a lot of inspectors think it's kind of fun in the beginning. But I would say everyone who goes through the House of Horrors stays longer than they planned and comes out slightly different. Their eyes are a little bit bigger. They're more aware of what actually they could bump up against. And I think hopefully their confidence is built up a little bit more. We actually have a cheat sheet for them too. So if they don't know what they're looking at, we tell them the answers, and it's all online, and they can carry a pad with them and check their work. But for example, on the roof, there's actually a toilet plunger. It looks like a vent pipe, but it's actually, I installed it. It's actually from a toilet plunger. And I ask these certified inspectors who come through who think, I don't need to practice on this. I ask them, did you see the toilet plunger on the roof? And usually their face drops like, no, right? You didn't put a toilet. I did. So it's kind of fun to test yourself. For a home inspector to be tested is to hide a defect and see if you could find it.
You described a variety of functionalities and support systems that exist at InterNACHI.
Yep.
Right. One of which is your is the set of courses you offer.
Yep.
But there's a lot more. So describe those.
You mentioned it before about legal liability. So we have a legal department that goes online and answers any question that you have about your legal issue. I don't know any attorney who would answer detailed questions without billing. So this is an amazing opportunity for our inspectors to go online and actually talk to attorneys who work with home inspectors 24/7 and get legal advice. That's one of the amazing things that we do. We have a legal team just for this industry. There's also, if you just go to YouTube and type in InterNACHI home inspection or something like that, you'll find that there are certified master inspectors all over YouTube. Again, they're the veterans, a bit older, and just feel like they need to share. So we take our video team. We have a video production team, and we'll grab our cameras and our sound equipment, and we'll follow these home inspectors as they perform home inspections to show everyone else how they do their inspections. You can also come to our studio, like the studio that I'm in now, although not as good, and you can record your voice recording to do a radio commercial. We'll film you on a green screen. We'll put you on a planet anywhere you want to do a little promo video for your marketing. So we have all these different amazing resources, most of which are online and free for our members, some of which you have to come. So like the House of Horrors and the video department, you have to come and visit us. We're honored to have you.
And then you provide free marketing support.
We do. Yep.
And you have an arm that does advanced research on new technologies like scopes,
yep,
and cameras and application of the drone technology in your industry.
That's right. Anything that comes down the pike, so to speak, we hear about it. So InterNACHI is successful because we're not that smart. All we do is, what we do really well is listen. So we listen to our members, and when a member has a need, we take up that. And I would say the last year, two things have popped up. So drone technology and sewer scopes. A sewer scope is a camera on a wire that you shove down your toilet, and you see the sewer line all the way from your toilet to the municipal sewer system in the street. And one out of 100 homes have severe problems, maybe with roots in their sewer line. So we understood that as a need by our members, and we developed an online training course and a live hands-on training experience as well. So at the House of Horrors, we have 350 linear feet of pipe with a dozen or more defects, different kinds of pipe. We have roots, we have dirt, we have clogs, we have bends, we have sagging pipe. So we're very good at the online stuff, but we also recognize where we're weak, and we're weak with the hands-on training. So that's why we have two Houses of Horrors, and one being built, a third one being built. And also we have chapters all over the world. We have about 100 chapters of our organization where they have hands-on training experiences. So you can get a lot of great knowledge online, fill your head with all this factual stuff, but you have to apply it. And so wherever you live, we have a live classroom area as well, so you can apply that knowledge hands-on.
So, Ben, you spoke about sort of finding yourself in this space of getting the university certification because you had created a lot of courses.
Yep.
How does that work, and what are your backgrounds? Because here you're talking about giving young people and old who don't want to get a formalized education and thousands of dollars in loans, a
yep,
real-life professional career.
Yep.
How did that come about for you? And you said you started this with your brother.
Yeah.
So talk a little about
that. I barely graduated high school because I hung out with my brother at the University of Pittsburgh. He was a nuclear accelerator operator with And he worked with Dr. Cohen, who was a scientist and a professor at the university. And that was really exciting. So as my brother was smashing atoms, I was learning from that whole experience about formal education. And it was just so exciting to me to be able to go to, I don't know what it is, something's just me. I can spend hours going to a library and holding books and learning new things. And I think that was my inspiration. It has taken me through many years. So then I had to get a job. So I hung out with my brother and we decided to work together. And he was studying radon atoms, and Dr. Cohen was studying the effects of radon. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer. And one out of two homes in Colorado have elevated levels of radon, which can cause lung cancer. And he was building radon test kits, Nick, my brother, founder of InterNACHI. And he asked me if I wanted to help him build those radon kits. And I did it in my dad's garage. And I hired my friends from high school. So then I got to learn about business and hiring and firing and managing and making money. And then he sold that business and we started a radon mitigation problem. So the radon test would find the problem, but then he developed a corporation that would solve problems of radon, high levels of radon during a real estate transaction. That's when I started bumping up against real estate agents in this real estate industry, in home buying and home selling, and what's at risk, and how do you find a dream home, and the condition of the home. And I was installing these radon mitigation systems and learning about that. And then we decided to change that and go into home building. So we built homes after that. And we built a lot of homes, and I built a barn. And with that, that was so exciting. But in 5 years, I actually wore out. I can't hold anything with my fingers very tightly for a long period of time. I think it was because we used hammers back then. Now they have power guns. But while we were building our last home, it was our last home. We got so sick of it because it's very difficult to build a home. It takes two people 11 months to build a home. This inspector kept coming around on his motorcycle. Like, what is this guy doing? He pulls up on his motorcycle. He has this little checklist on a piece of paper, and he tells us what's right and what's wrong. And I got to do it. So what? You're from the township. Okay, I'll do it. You know? So I realized that this person is the township inspector, a code inspector, telling me if my home was that I built with my hands for the last 11 months with my brother, if it's good or not. And I started asking him questions like, well, so how much money do you make? And how did you get to where you are? And why are you riding a Harley? And things like that. And then turns out there's this little industry out there, the home inspection industry. They work for banks and insurance companies. There's about, right now, there are about 30,000 home inspectors in the United States. We do about 4 million home inspections every year, regardless of the economy. And we decided to start a home inspection business because we wanted to transfer all that knowledge that we had from the radon and the radon mitigations in the home building into a home inspection business.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
That was Ben Gromyko of Boulder-based InterNACHI, which offers free online education for people who wish to become home inspectors. They're certified to do this by the U.S. Department of Education. Find out more at NACHI.org. That's NACHI.org. I'm Raj Rawat with my co-host, Sam Sussman. Thanks for listening to Boulder's 3D Spotlight on KGNU.